name? Your maiden name?
Willie Thomas.
Willie Thomas.
Willie Thomas.
Willie D. Thomas.
Yes.
And where were you born?
San Antonio.
And your parents' name?
My dad's name was Willie. My mother's name was Delia.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. And what kind of work did your daddy do in San Antonio?
Well, no, I can't tell you that. I was five when he passed. So I don't remember what he was doing. I couldn't tell you. And I was eight when my mother died. So
oh, my. But then who raised you after that?
My grandmother.
And what was her name?
Sanders.
Rosie Sanders in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
And then how come you to come to this country?
I came down here to get away from something.
Get out of the big city, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Well,
and I worked at the Park Hotel.
Did you know anybody here?
Aunt Mary and Uncle John Riley. That was my mother's sister.
Your mother's sister.
Uh-huh.
And they were...
They came down here in 1906.
In
the year my mother died. Working at Columbia for Drew Houston from Floresville.
Uh-huh. And where was this lumber yard?
I don't know where exactly, but I think it's right where it is right now, where he sold it to McIntyre, I think.
The McIntyre Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, where we live right now. I mean, that was the lumber company.
Oh, they're on the railroad.
Yeah.
Where that, where Lula's house is.
Yeah,
where the...
It's right where Lula's house is right now. There was a two-story building. That's where Miss Ada and her daddy and Les Knight and all of them live right there.
Uh-huh. I see. And so you came down here...
I came in 1950.
In 1915.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to work at the Park Hotel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Laster owned
it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you kept on doing that work and you...
I don't know what year I quit, but I quit and I worked for Mrs. Sweeney, Miss Collins, say Miss Collins.
For Miss Collins?
Uh-huh.
Is that Dr. Collins?
No, no, no.
It's another Collins.
That's another Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a widow, and she married John Sweeney.
Uh-huh.
And then I left there and I went to LaMota, and I stayed out there. I don't know how many years. I don't know.
LaMota is the ranch home of the Laster family.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Working for Mr. Ms. Ed C. Laster. Okay, and you met a young man here that was working for Mr. Laster?
No, he wasn't working for Mr. Laster. He came over here. But I met him through Louis Rucker, my cousin, Aunt Mary's, one of his sons, one of her sons.
Uh-huh.
And then they moved over here. That's been about 20, I guess 21.
In 21? Now
that's where I met Nathaniel.
Uh-huh. Now we're speaking Nathaniel. What's his middle name?
Nathaniel Larry Best.
Nathaniel Larry Best.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you married what year?
23.
Uh-huh. And then you had two children.
Yeah.
Two sons.
Two sons.
Nathaniel L. Jr.
And Roy.
Roy.
Yeah.
Roy L. Best. And Nathaniel married Ruth Marshall?
Marshall. And
uh-huh.
52, I think it was. 50, yeah.
And they have two children?
Yeah.
Nathaniel L. Best the third?
No, his name is Marshall.
Marshall L., isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. M.L., we call him.
Uh-huh.
And Natalie.
Natalie.
Uh-huh.
Natalie Ruth.
Natalie Ruth, that's right. And your son Roy married
Mary
Curry.
Curry.
Uh-huh. And their children...
He has two stepchildren, which is Brenda, Joyce, and Keith.
And Keith, uh-huh. Now, when did Mr. Best go to work? I remember Mr. Best working at the creamery. Uh-huh. Was this quite later?
Oh, Lord. He went to work for, let's see. I think, well, he was working for the creamery before we married. He went to work. He went to work in 20.
About 1920 that he went to work for Mr. Laster there at the creamer making, they made butter, and
yeah.
I guess they sold milk some, yeah. Didn't they?
Oh,
they made butter, didn't they?
Butter, strictly butter. They didn't make milk.
They bought cream,
and
he took trucks around the country picking up the cream.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And did now what I remember is he took care of the boilers. Was that always his job?
He took care of the boilers, and he drove them for like for 2 or 3 years.
Drove the clean trucks?
No. No, he drove them.
Oh, chauffeur.
Look at the cream. He was a mechanic bag. They had a garage. Had a post office where the garage used to be.
Where which garage used to be?
Blaster.
Where Blaster garage,
Because it's further in, but they had a garage there and the thing was there. But he did most of the work at the creamery.
I'd like us to talk about some people that, colored people particularly, that's what I want to get a record of, colored people that lived in this country back in those days. You mentioned the Ruckers.
Yeah. The Rileys.
Now, let's talk about the Rucker family. His first name.
Walter.
Now, I remember that he worked for Mr. Jack Casey. Walter Rucker? He didn't?
No. Oh, they called him Broadway, but his name was Wallace Thurman, the one who worked for Jack Casey.
Oh.
Wallace Thurman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said the Rileys?
Rileys, well, that was Aunt Mary and Uncle John, they owned this place out here. And they had a dairy for years.
And we all knew Uncle John.
Yeah. You knew Uncle John Riley and you knew Uncle John Worthen.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Here's John Worthen and John Riley.
Right.
Here's John.
That was Uncle John Worthen that I remember the most.
Yeah. He had Kathy right where Mabel and them live now. Matthews.
Matthews?
Yeah.
Right there on Highway 285.
Right there, he had 3 years.
Well, out there. Blocked from the railroad,
maybe. East.
And you mentioned that Walter Rucker was Mrs. John Riley's
son.
Okay.
Well, she had two boys and two girls.
And their names?
Dolly and Louis.
Okay, and then who else can we think of that lived here then?
That's about all that lived here then. Years later they come in that we had...
You mentioned the Williams there?
Williams.
They didn't get on the tape here.
Well, we don't have them. They didn't come in. Well, I'm going to tell you about the Williams now.
What year are we talking about now that the Ruckers were here? In the early 20s?
Ruckers? They've been here since 1906.
I mean, with these three 1906.
Yeah, 1906.
I see.
See, that was their stepdaddy. John Riley was their stepdaddy. And they came down here with him.
Now I understand. Yes. And John Riley was your uncle.
No, Mary was my auntie. She was my mother's sister.
I'm getting it all mixed up. Yes, ma'am.
And he came down here working at Columbia. He was working in Floresville. And he come over down here with Joe Houston, working at Columbia. And Aunt Mary and him, they came down here with him then. So, that's where that goes. Now we get back to the folks that they were here later. We didn't have anyone here. Nathaniel's mother was named Anna Monroe. She came in 1920 when Nathaniel came.
1920. Well, I wanted to ask, was there an organized church here then?
No. We had our organized church. Oh, Lord, I forget the Shields. I forget Bessie.
The Shields.
That's Aunt Mary's youngest daughter's. Bessie. And he worked at the blacksmith shop with Woodrow, what was his name?
Well, there were some Wilsons that were associated with the blacksmith shop.
Well, that's where they worked, and that's where Theodore worked at, that blacksmith shop. Beth hid and he moved to town.
Uh-huh.
And he went over there and he worked over there until Mr. Wilson, I think, died, and then 2 or 3 years later, Peter died.
Uh-huh.
And now coming back to the people that have been here since then.
Yes.
We had Walter Science. He lived here. He and his wife lived here a while. James Gummins, he and his wife lived here. Willie Anderson, now he worked at Jack Casey's. He cooked there for years. Willie Anderson did.
Uh-huh.
And James Porter. I don't remember who he worked for. But they lived here and they had 2 children. Small children. And James Gummins, but they didn't have a family, just he and his wife. Then Russell Creasy. They stayed out here with Hunter about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his family. And Perry Higgins and Ellis Higgins, they stayed out there.
With Mr. Percy Hunter.
Mm-hmm. And Perry didn't have children, but Russell had children, and Ellis Higgins had children. You remember, I don't know whether you remember Nettie Harris. She worked for Miss Hoppenham up until Miss Hoppenham passed.
Mm-hmm.
And her son was there.
Yes, I remember her son, Fritz.
Fritz.
Well,
uh-huh,
that's Happy Hopper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we had Walter Burnett. He shined shoes, but I don't remember who he shined, where he shined shoes.
Mr. Heiss, maybe?
Maybe it was Mr. Heiss.
Mr. Heiss's barbershop.
I think he did. And he came in this year, what you call aneurysm. He had a big knock in when that thing burst, it was dead.
Okay.
And Leonard Williams, of course, you know, she worked here at the hospital.
The hospital.
Yeah. Christine Guyden, she stayed here about 5 or 6 years, and she had 8 children.
I don't remember her.
And they went to school here, and they lived out of here in this Miller's place. And Sarah Haley worked for Mr. and Ms. Gardner, and she stayed about 5 years. And Thelma Jones worked for the Paces, so she worked at the cafe a while. Now, and then we had a pastor, he stayed here about 2 years. His name was George Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas's, they lived here, I think, about 3 years, but that was just before June, Nathaniel and Ruth married.
What year did it? 52.
51.
Nathaniel and Ruth married in 51?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he married her, she was teaching in your school here, wasn't she? You had your school and your church
and
in the same building?
Building. Yeah.
Right here on the, what creek is this? Closer here.
Sewell Creek,
right through the edge of South Carolina.
I think that's about all.
How many students
used to
go with
school
here?
Oh, we had a bunch of them then because Russell had 4, 5. Anderson had 3. And the Ruckers had 9. And the Dyingers had 5.
So goodness, you had a
nice.
Ruth had a pretty good.
We had several teachers before Ruth came. We had, we had school since 38.
When your school started. But the church was here before then, wasn't it?
Well, we had it down here at the old red house. That's where we had the first school and first church right there.
Not about where the Border Patrol officers are now. And then it was moved out here on this creek bank.
Because, we wanted the school. It just looked like if you speak in that place, it would fall down.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Ms. Last and I told her that I wanted to try to build a church. She said, build it on your property, and I'll guarantee you there won't be no indebtedness when it's finished.
Bless her heart.
And that's why I come to church here. You see, that's out on our property.
Uh-huh.
We had
can you remember any of your pastors back then?
Oh my God.
You've had a lot of pastors.
Yes.
Most of them came just part-time, didn't
they? Well, they came, but you know, they don't move them now like they used to. They just move them 1 year, and you know, and they go on. The first pastor we had was named Thomas. And he's the one that when they organized our church.
Uh-huh. Now, this church is AME, that stands for African Methodist
Episcopal Church.
Episcopal Church. African Methodist Episcopal Church.
And then after Thomas left, we had I can see him, can't think of his name right now.
McDaniel.
Mm-hmm. Then when McDaniel left, we had Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jefferson left, we had Hudson. And I could just...
You had a lot of... Listen, there's something that your husband had a part in that I want to really get on record here, is the... let's talk about Marshall then. He was born what year?
52, the 29th of June. He weighed 2 pounds and 13 ounces.
1952, 2 pounds. I remember what a tiny little baby he was.
We never thought he would make it. Now look at him, he's 6'2". Wow.
6'2", going to the Olympics.
So that
we hope.
We hope. He's hoping so that he will go, and he said he's coach. He has tapped in the Olympics, and he said he thought Marshall would make it. So we have hopes that he...
Where will the Olympics be next time? In Canada, that's right. Now that'll be in track.
What
if
he
runs?
Miles? 100
and the 220
is what he runs. Yeah. They said they had lots of miles, but he didn't have, you know, none of the running stuff. And they wanted him, but they wanted him mostly because...
When he was in high school, what was he
staying
in?
He got staked for the 100, when he was in high school,
which was 1970.
Mm-hmm. And they never did tell him whether he passed or not. But they came in and called him. That's where you got in with once you kick up.
At least he didn't do much worrying about it ahead of time.
No.
After he knew he was going, did he?
No.
He had to take what he was going to take.
But he didn't take that at all. But I guess if he had, but he had been to seven little colleges, and Oklahoma really wanted him.
Uh-huh.
What's his major?
What is his major?
I think engineering and Spanish. He went down and
oh,
was
also
in Mexico City and stayed down there.
Oh. Is that some extension program at West Point? Well, that's good. Emil had a natural knack for speaking Spanish.
Uh-huh. And he's taking it here, and I think he was an A student in Spanish.
Well, we really enjoyed this little visit with you today, Mrs. Best.
Well, I enjoyed it. I hope we don't have too many things to think about that we could have put in with that.
Yeah, we'll think of a lot more things later that we could have put on here,
yeah.
But this is what we've got for now. Integration of A&I College. Will you help?
I had all of that, and I bet I lost it in the flood. Every bit of it.
You had all the records, and you lost them in the flood of Beulah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's terrible. Let's see how much of it we can remember. Now, the year, of course, would be on record over there at the school, so we don't need to worry about facts like that.
No. But
I remember when Mr. Nathaniel Best Senior died, that Mr. Garland Lancaster gave a eulogy or a talk of some kind, and he told about that.
Yeah.
I believe Garland Lancaster was on the Board of Regents.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, they were having trouble.
Uh-huh.
So he came back and said to Nathaniel, he says, I think if you help me, we can work this out. So we had this man, I don't know his name, even Carpus, he belonged to
NAACP.
So Nathaniel went over and talked to him. And he said, I want to be, you're not going to be in it. Don't you do it.
He wanted Mr. Best to keep out of it.
No, he wanted to.
Oh, but Mr. Best wanted NAACP to keep out of it.
Oh, he told him, he said, don't you get in it. I tell you, we can get it over in Kingsville. From Andrew's Barbershop.
Who is it over at Andrew's Barbershop?
Andrew himself. And he can give you this whole thing of it because Nathaniel talked to him and he said, I want you all to let this thing alone until we get it started. He told it to that day when he was at the funeral. He sat up and talked about it too, you remember? And now Andrew can give you, I lost all of mine and then I
didn't. What is Andrew's last name?
That's his last name, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
He has a laundry on, what is First Street? And the barbershop on the, the laundry's on this side of the barbershop. So if you go down First Street, you won't miss it. He has it, and he's going to be able to get it. But you know
that. I'd like to go and talk to him.
Go and talk to him. Mm-hmm.
But because Mr. Beth, talked to a few people and got things smoothed out, then NAACP did not come
they
in.
They did not come in.
And the Board of Regents just quietly and peacefully voted to integrate, and few people ever even knew that it had happened,
that's
did
right.
they?
That's right.
It was done very peacefully.
Very peacefully. And God said it could be if they just keep it quiet.
Uh-huh.
Because the first place, they had, it was for the young people. That's where that's what broke the contract. And we had had so many older, elder people going to school there. And that's where he was able to work.
Uh-huh.
I think that role.
Now, the Brooks County school system was integrated in much the same way, wasn't it? Now, Ruth Marshall Best was teaching in your small school here, and the enrollment got so small that it was decided consolidate them, wasn't it? And so, at that time, I believe it got to the point there weren't even any students, were there?
The roof was all in the week.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have any students, so.
And Ruth was a good qualified music teacher, and she was hired by the Brooks County School System.
As a teacher. She taking her up there.
Uh-huh. Mr. Clifton. No, Clifton, I believe. Was the superintendent.
Yeah, he was
here. And he hired Ruth as a music teacher, didn't he?
No. She hired as a teacher first. And she taught 2 years before she went to music teacher.
Oh. We've been teaching music ever since. And then I suppose the first colored children to go to the school were your grandchildren, weren't they?
Yeah, Marshall.
And they just like...
And then Mary's children.
Mary's children. And then there have been a few others, I guess, probably through the years, but...
Yeah.
I don't know whether there have been any others or not.
We've had any others.
There have been a couple of...
Brenda and
Keith. Miss Willie, let's talk about your grandchildren. Now, Marshall, or ML, is a student, a graduate student at West Point, and he's going to graduate the 5th of June, 1974. And are you going to get to go?
Yes, I'm going.
Who else is going?
Matt and Ruth and Natalie.
The whole family. And you're going to all fly up there to the graduation?
We're supposed to leave Crawford 20 minutes to 7, and we'll be in New York for about 12:45.
My goodness. Won't that be fun?
Oh, brother. And he brought him a car, so he said, all you have to do is to let me know what time you're coming, and I'll meet you all. So we don't have to.
That's really something. He's won some big honors in track.
Yes,
he did. At West Point, hadn't he?
Yes. Bruce had a bunch of them. Bunch of them.
Pretty famous baller.
Yes, he is. And he's trying. He said he's going to try out to go to the Olympics.
To the Olympics? That would be something to have a boy from Valpierce in the Olympics.
Yeah, it might be, though. We have a lot to be proud of.
Okay, now you, these would be your step-grandchildren, but Brenda, you mentioned that she's married and she has a child.
A boy.
Yeah. A boy?
Yeah.
That makes you a great-grandmother.
And Natalie's trying for cheerleader. She was cheerleader last year, and so she's going to try Wednesday for cheerleader.
In high school, junior high school, at Valpierce Junior High School. Well, I believe she'll make a good cheerleader.
She says she did this good this last year, so I guess she
did. Let's see, your son is working for Brooks County now, isn't he?
Yes, he's the foreman of the Brooks County.
Foreman of the would you say the road crew?
Yeah, road crew.
Under the commissioner's court, isn't it?